Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Friday, December 6th. Coming up, we'll listen to a conversation with a Mexican consul general from Chicago and how she's preparing for a change in immigration policy under President-elect Donald Trump. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Decatur homeowners will see an increase to their property tax bills starting next year after a vote from the city council. This week, the council moved to raise the city tax rate by 6%. Officials say that only counts for part of a Decatur resident's total property taxes, with more than 80% of their bill coming from other groups like the Decatur School District and Macon County government. Mayor Julie Moore Wolf says the city needs the increase to maintain its services.
We want a strong police force. We want cleaner neighborhoods that are safe for everybody to be able to go to sleep or watch TV in their living room and not have to worry about being shot. But you can't be for neighborhood revitalization and then not want to fund it. We don't have the federal money anymore.
The city says that with the increase, a Decatur homeowner with a property valued at $135,000 this year will pay around $10 more in property taxes. The tax increase will generate more than $16 million to fund police and firefighter pensions, the Decatur Public Library, and city debt payments. The weather outside is getting frightful, and the Illinois Department of Public Health is telling people to get vaccinated for respiratory illnesses. This includes the flu, COVID-19, RSV, and whooping cough. IDPH Director Dr. Samir Vohra says whooping cough cases have been on the rise in Illinois and across the country. And he says infections are only going to increase as the holiday season gets underway.
We're not in the midst of a global pandemic, and the importance of seeing and being around family and friends during these really incredible moments in the year. But our hope from a public health perspective is for people to be as careful as possible.
The FDA and CDC approved new COVID and flu vaccines, which are recommended for everyone 6 months and older. Wolf Carbon Solutions withdrew its pipeline permit application earlier this week with an Iowa Regulatory Commission. Harvest Public Media's Rachel Kramer reports.
Wolf Carbon Solutions and ADM announced plans in 2022 to build a carbon dioxide pipeline that would cut through several eastern Iowa counties, then into Illinois. Wolf did not respond to requests for comment, but said in its latest filing that a number of factors delayed the project from moving forward. Last year, Wolf withdrew its application in Illinois after a state regulator recommended denying it a permit. Emma Schmidt is the director of Bold Alliance's Pipeline Fighters, which has been pushing back on this and other proposed CO2 pipeline projects in the Midwest.
The odds are in our favor that we're not going to see these projects.
Another CO2 pipeline company, Navigator, withdrew its permit applications in Iowa and Illinois last year. I'm Rachel Kramer, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains. Still to come, we'll listen to a conversation with a Mexican consul general from Chicago. That story is coming up next on 217 Today. But first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for sunny skies with a high of 31 degrees and a southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies with a low of 20 degrees, southwest wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 45 degrees, southwest wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, clear skies with a low of 35 degrees, southwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. And for Sunday, mostly sunny with a high of 53 degrees and a southwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, our weekly roundtables. Plus, Malort has become famous, or maybe the word is infamous, among drinkers in Chicago. But the bitter liquor has been gaining popularity across the U.S. We'll talk about how that happened and whether the drink is losing touch with its Midwest roots. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Mexico has one of the largest diplomatic footprints in the United States, with 53 consulates. Each provides passports, birth certificates, and legal aid for the millions of people in the country with Mexican roots. Reyna Torres-Mendeville is the Consul General for Illinois and Northern Indiana. IPM's Emily Hayes spoke with her about how she's preparing for a change in immigration policy under President-elect Donald Trump.
One of the promises the incoming president has campaigned on is mass deportations as soon as he comes into office. How are you feeling about that?
Geography has determined we need to have an open conversation with whomever is at the White House and also with the 50 states in the U.S. That's part of our duty. That's why Mexico has this large consular footprint in the U.S. So we are willing and open to have productive, constructive conversations with any government. However, of course, we are concerned about certain elements of that narrative. We were in President Trump's previous administration, and we are, of course, and we are preparing ourselves.
What would you encourage immigrant families to do right now?
This is one of the most important things with the impact of social media right now. And perhaps the grandparents or the parents may not be following TikTok, but you know the kids are doing that and they are seeing all sorts of crazy things in X or TikTok or Facebook. Just get your information off of official sources. Go to the organizations. Go to the consulates, the Mexican consulate in this case, or you know any other consulate that puts out their information. And be aware of fraud and be aware of you know people that are trying to take advantage of this. A situation of vulnerability for some persons that may say, you know, give me X amount of money and I will get papers for you, which is, you know, like the common term that they use. Be aware of those. The situation is complex. If you're going to get legal advice, make sure that you are getting the advice from somebody that is authorized to give it. Do not believe anything that you see out there. We're going to see a lot of that, as actually, that has happened in the past. Like, you know, there is a rumor in Facebook that there is going to be a raid in this place or the other place. And that, you know, only increases the stress in the kids, in the families. So that's really negative. That's one of the very negative consequences.
What did you do during the last Trump administration related to deportations and protecting Mexican citizens and Mexican Americans?
We increase our operations, a lot of Know Your Rights workshops, a lot of be prepared to be back in Mexico, to explain to people that may not be familiar with Mexican current circumstances. You know, these are the institutions that are in place in Mexico that can help you once you're there. These are the different telephone numbers or public offices or organizations that could give you a hand once you find yourself or your family back in Mexico without knowing anybody, if you don't have that family support. You know, for many people that have been here for decades, that's going to be the case. Our authorities in Mexico are already working, you know, with academic institutions, make sure that, you know, if you're here in the university and then you are removed and you're back in Mexico, you can continue your education. So the word is not going to end. That's the feeling that I want to pass to our community. If you are back in Mexico, it's going to be difficult, of course, particularly nobody wants that. The people have been here for decades contributing to the economy of this country. They also have a right, right? But if for any circumstances you find yourself back in Mexico, we want to make sure that you find the support there as well.
Okay, thank you so much for talking with me.
Thank you.
That was Mexican Consul General Reyna Torres-Mendeville speaking with IPM's Emily Hayes. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Analigo Ochuba, Mawa Iqbal, Rachel Kramer, and Emily Hayes. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a great weekend.